Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. Hey, Sally, I'm already at the seashore. I can get my own seashells. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. I believe that activated Siri on the computer. Gonna remember to do not disturb. There we are. And that means you, Siri. That's a pretty good catchphrase. Maybe I'll use that. Siri's still happening. Hey, Siri, shut the fuck up. All right. Thanks to Mean Mr. H for that wonderful catchphrase submission. Siri, that thing is still... Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay, and there he goes. All right, hey, welcome to Comedy Bang Bang, where apparently I do all the tech now. And that's in the 15th year. Oh, Siri's still going on my phone. Oh, okay, Siri is the worst thing to ever happen to podcasting in general, definitely. It started again. What happened? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition.
That's not nice.
Siri is the fifth character of Comedy Bang Bang now. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. My name is Scott Aukerman. We have a wonderful show. Siri will not be back. Why did they make it with a name that sounds like so many other things you would say? Like, I'm always saying, much like the Joker, why so serious? And yet it constantly pops up. Coming up a little later, we have a sober man will be here, as well as a nymph roast comic. Oh, two interesting guests coming up a little later. But before we get to them, we have two interesting people who happen to be guests.
Don't oversell it.
Gosh, come on.
Okay, I'll try to live up to that intro.
That's so nice.
Interesting people, that's really, really nice.
This is the show where we talk to interesting people, and you fit that category. They are, of course, fellow podcasters. Perhaps we'll be on Mount Podmore with Bruce Springsteen and Obama. Mm-hmm. You'll share one, mountain?
Yeah. One head.
Just a single head with
does Mount Rushmore, does it have heads on the back of everyone's heads? Like, that's a way to I get it. You don't want to
double up the heads.
You don't want to make a new Mount Rushmore. It's very expensive. It's time consuming. Just double up on the back. But
go around the back. Nobody's looking at the back of these damn heads.
Exactly. But you could get the whole other side of the country.
The guys that work there.
Like, which Mount Rushmore did you go to?
Yes, exactly. Did you go to West Coast or East Coast?
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
It's the staff there. They know, like, they sell tickets on the side. And they'd be like, hey, if you really want to see some shit,
I'll show you the back of this.
And then who would be able? Would it be presidents or would it be?
It's the ones you don't know about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, what are the presidents we don't know about? Were there ones in between, like, 2.5? Sort of like, do you guys...
Know the magical world of Harry Potter?
Tell me about this, actually. You were texting me about this earlier.
I've been getting
earlier,
into this.
And I, was, yes. I had to mute the thread because I didn't know what you were talking about.
Right. Well, The Boy Who Lived, maybe that rings a bell, or Dumbledore?
A lot of boys.
There's a lot of boys who have lived. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right about that.
All the people on Mount Rushmore are effectively boys who lived.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although not forever. That is one thing that I should make clear is that to my knowledge, there is not a single boy who has lived forever. Although any boy who is alive right now could be the one.
Wow. Yeah, I'll agree to those terms.
You guys could be boys who live forever as well. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what these are about, right? Check one, right? Two. These
Hayes is tapping the microphone. Let me introduce them. They are fellow podcasters. They have a show, Hollywood Handbook, of which the 500th episode is dropping this week. Incredible achievement. Yeah, they did it. One more.
Oops.
I accidentally dropped something.
Wonderful. And that's the type of humor you'll hear on Hollywood Handbook. The 500th episode comes out this week. Please welcome back to the show, Hayes Davenport and Sean Clements.
Back. Hello. I guess it is. It really is back. It's been so
been feels a few
brand
years.
New again. Yeah.
Yeah. Been quite a bit of time, mainly because I believe the last time I had you guys on, people were like, who are these guys? I don't get it. Mm-hmm. They're not famous. Please don't have them on again. And I took that to heart.
Sure.
Yeah.
But eventually, you're going to start scraping bottom in the guest pool.
Really be in a serious need now. Huh?
Please don't say Siri.
You're doing all the tech yourself.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
Fifteenth year. This is it's no good. But I'm glad you guys are on because 500 episodes is quite an achievement. I'm at 800 and something, which tells me that you guys started maybe 6 years after I did. Is that does the math check out there?
Yeah, I'm not one of these eggheads, you know, over here with the calculators. I do this, you know. I talk.
He's tapping the microphone. Sean is tapping the microphone.
I'm tapping the mic.
Yeah, both of them have a very tap microphone kind of style, which you can hear on Hollywood Handbook, the 500th episode of which comes out this week. Now, 500 episodes of this show. Describe the show exactly what it is, because I think a lot of people who listen to Comedy Bang Bang, that's their only podcast. Because I don't like directing people to other podcasts. I kind of.
Why would you?
Yeah, keep it in house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Why siphon off my audience to you? But at the same time, I think that a lot of these people are interested, at least, in what your show is all about. Describe it. Give the elevator pitch, if you would.
It's real. It's raw. It's unfiltered.
Short.
It's shorter than that. Yeah,
shorter elevator ride.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Shorter than raw.
Okay.
That's going to be tough for me. I guess looking at the three words that Hayes chose and knowing that all of them felt too long to you, I would just use the letter R.
Maybe it was the combination of the three, too many syllables.
Real, raw, unfiltered. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's real, raw, unfiltered. That's five syllables. Try to get it down to four.
All right, Hayes.
I guess we weren't filtered. Filtered.
Shorter. Yeah. Okay, so you guys
it's real, it's raw, and it's filtered. You know, there's some light editing sometimes. Whatever, we tighten up the pauses or just a guess.
And we're doing more editing.
Gets us in trouble. Yeah.
I like to tighten up the pauses live while we're in studio.
Well, that's commendable, but then you've had six more years of practice.
That's true. Yeah, you'll get there. So it is a show where Hayes and Sean are the hosts. And then what happens? I mean, we all get that. We all understand podcasts. They have hosts.
I wish I knew. Every time I sat down, I wish I knew what was going to happen. But
I said yesterday, I'm constantly re-entering the room throughout the show, every episode, just like suddenly finding my bearings once again and wondering how I got here, what the show is.
Sean has like sort of short-term amnesia, essentially, where you'll enter a room, go, I don't know what I'm doing here, walk out and go, oh, I'm supposed to go into that room. And then it constantly over and over.
We like to say we're our show's biggest fans because we're mostly just perceiving it. It's mostly just like happening to us.
In spite of us.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, the show continues. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have on guests though, if I'm not wrong, because I believe I was on this show maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Like 2 weeks ago you were there.
Something like that. Yeah. I'm the time.
Did you have fun? I always want to know if people have fun. I really want it to be a good experience for guests.
Well, you know, it's work for me. So sure. I don't know that fun enters the equation. It was definitely an appearance that I gave in order to promote something I was working on, in this case, the Comedy Bang Bang
comedy
book. Yeah, exactly. So I don't even view it through that filter, speaking of filters, or that prism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But did you guys have fun? Because that's what's important when you're podcasting, is to have fun while you're doing it.
No idea. You know, I have no, I'd have to listen back, and I look forward to listening.
You have short-term and long-term amnesia, we should mention.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's really... It's a fun way to experience the world. Is interesting because I'm never bogged down with all this baggage of like where I am,
exactly,
or what I was supposed to be doing.
Baggage,
or what,
by the way,
last week.
Baggage. Yeah. Jerry Springer just passed away, host of Baggage. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I guess I'm not going to say I think it was time.
Truly a legend, though, broadcasting wise.
Well, sure. That's why I'm not. That's why I would never say that.
And
what I would say is, it's sad. Mm-hmm. The ringmaster himself. But there is now a vacuum that's been created.
That's right. And you guys could step in.
Feels more like you. I mean, think about wrangling all these madcap characters, right?
Now that you mention it, this does sound like it might be in my wheelhouse.
And I'm thinking, isn't that what Comedy Bang Bang is? So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if Steve is still alive.
Steve's still with us. I believe he was by his bedside the entire time. Threw a chair at him, right, as he died.
Get Steve in here.
You do it in here.
His final words were,
amazing. A chair.
Hit him right in the head and he died. A sad day, certainly for all broadcasters, which includes you guys. Now, essentially, Hollywood Handbook is a show. It's a podcast where you guys are giving out Hollywood tips, right? You're talking about the business of show, and you're taking guests through it. And
that's what we said when we started it. We said it would be that.
And if that's what this is about, Scott, if this is sort of like a backdoor to like getting some of these tips,
do you have any tips?
You're leveraged on CBB World up to the freaking mad.
No, like, man, I am in the red here.
Yes.
Guy's upside down on his CBB World.
That's right. I don't know how to take myself out of this.
I think we're
hole.
In we're in a prime opportunity zone here, Scott, where you've got all these shows, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
If you just had a few more shows,
right? You know, is that what we do? It
all this I stuff going
it's,
on.
It's growth. It's exponential growth.
All this stuff seems going like on with the writers. You know all this stuff.
Well, I wanted to ask because mm-hmm. I believe you guys are out there on the picket lines.
Oh yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll march it down up there. We'll sing our little song.
Yep.
I haven't been on the picket lines yet. I've honked at them a couple of times as I drove by.
And we appreciate it.
Yes, once was because they were in my way.
Yeah.
And then the other time was because they were in my way as well.
But we appreciate it both times because I don't want to be in your way. And
exactly.
I certainly don't want to get hit, which is what you said would happen if we didn't move.
That's right.
And it just so happens to work out that the longer this thing goes, the better opportunity for you to go in there with us. Okay. You've got a whole package of shows.
Oh.
You say to the studios, I got your whole next year of programming.
Next year of programming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No
here.
Writing.
You can
required.
Tell the freaking pencil police to kick rocks.
Right?
You don't need them. This shit's turnkey.
Get AI to draw the shit.
You know when people say ACAB, ACAB, does that include the pencil police?
Wow. It's all.
Yeah.
A is all.
Yeah. So, I mean, those people telling everyone pencils down for the strike.
But are the pencil
they
police
kick rocks.
Cops?
Huh.
Are the pencil police cops?
Are all police cops? This is a good question.
This is what we got to dig into.
Yeah.
Hey, sound off in the comments over the episode.
So there's a little
cops?
Space down below the episode for you to type in your comments. Make sure you send us your comments. The three of us will be sifting through these today.
That's nice. It's under the episode?
It's right underneath the episode. Okay. It's like a little box.
Yeah.
If you can't see it, like whatever podcast app you're on, there's like a little text box underneath. Yeah. It should be blank.
And you just need a stylus, I guess, huh?
No, I think you can tap on it with your finger, I think. But it should be. There shouldn't be anything in there unless maybe like in very faint type. It should say like type here maybe. And then once you start typing, that disappears. I don't know. However you get it, send us your contact.
So no stylus. With a stylus or something.
No stylus required. Mm-hmm.
French Montana.
I don't know what that means.
This is.
I'm more of a Phil Collins guy. No jacket required. No stylus required is a parody of that. And a good one.
thanks. I am proud of it.
So Hollywood Handbook, getting back to you, because obviously I want to put a pin in this of going into the studios with you guys. I don't know how you guys got
just
attached.
The CBB world. Yeah. Just us. Yeah. The two of us helping generate more, you know,
I do Obama. Remember. You're always talking about like, I interviewed Obama. So it's I
fellow podcaster.
Now is time to, I think, to call that in.
As well as his wife is now a fellow podcaster too. Keeping it in the fam.
Well, and that's who we should add to the back of Mount Rushmore.
Yes. Yeah. The wives.
Can we get some of these wives on there?
Whoever, like, make it Mary Lincoln, famously portrayed by Sally Field in the movie Lincoln.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sticking out of the back of the head of every great man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Behind every great president.
Wonderful theme to impart upon society, that for every great man that's up there, there's a tinier woman who's
just like right on the back of their head.
Yeah. Just kind of saying like, well, I can't be out there in front, but I'm happy to be back here. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
They're would happy. Be really they're, beautiful. They love it back there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of CBB World, I do recall that you guys were one of our first guests on the Scott Hasn't Seen show.
Yes.
In fact, our first guests, I believe. You were on episode 2. We did episode 1 without guests, and then you were our first guest. And you came up with an idea for a show, and I said, okay, let's do that show. And you guys went, no, thanks. And then I didn't talk to you again for another 2 years.
What was the show?
It was. I know the show.
Oh, okay.
If I may.
Yeah. What was it?
Tell me what the show was.
It was, I think it was some sort of after show for some, like.
It was Sean and Hayes Haven't Heard, Scott Hasn't.
Yes, oh, yeah, right. That's right. And so after our show, you would do an after show where you hadn't listened to the show. And I said, great, let's do it. And then you said no. Why is that?
The IP at that point was cashed. The Scott Hasn't Seen IP, it was freaking burnt. Yeah. I do think. I have a pitch for how we can innovate on it.
Okay.
Scott hasn't worn.
Okay.
Scott Aukerman famously has never worn a condom. He gets.
only when I'm having sex.
Some of his famous friends. Yeah, sure. And so for the purposes of the show.
I put him on some.
Try some of these things on. You know,
They talk about their experiences with the condom when they were younger or whatever. And you come
in. You really haven't worn this? Are you freaking kidding me?
Never wore a Trojan's Twisted Pleasure?
And I got to say, it's to my detriment because, what happened? I had a daughter.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Because of that.
That's right. Yeah. Oops. Yeah.
And if you could see how sleepy this guy is.
Oops, I dropped this.
Mm-hmm. Drop something else.
Yeah, exactly. So now, I don't know why you guys are attached when I go into the studios, but let's get back to your show because that is something you are definitely attached to. Hollywood Handbook. Describe this show.
I got another idea for how to expand off of this. Scott hasn't seen.
Love to hear it.
So, you know, it started out, there's all these movie podcasts where people go, this movie's great. I love it.
Or this movie's bad.
Well, then it became this movie's bad, right?
I don't know. So bad is freaking awesome.
Then you innovated, right? And you went, I haven't even seen it.
Could be good, could be bad. I don't know.
And it's like, oh, are we done? No, what about this? What the fuck is a movie?
Yeah.
Like every week somebody comes on and tries to explain what a movie is to you and you get furious.
Let's do a pilot here. We're with you guys.
Let's give it a shot.
All right. Hey, welcome to What is a Movie? I have wonderful guests here of the Hollywood Handbook podcast, of which the 500th episode is coming out this week. Please welcome Hayes and Sean.
Hey, so happy to be here, Scott, and so happy to talk to you about what a movie is.
Yeah, great.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Hayes. Why are you looking at me like that?
So,
all right. So what is a movie?
This is a collection of moving images.
Uh-huh. Like one?
There's sound as well. There's people talking.
Mm-hmm. In every movie?
In every single movie, yes. There's people talking in it.
Okay, I think I get it. It's moving images where every single one of them, someone's talking.
Yeah, there's like a story throughout it. Different people pretending to be somebody else.
Different people?
Yeah, there's like...
Different from whom?
Well, different from you and I.
Unless you're in a movie. We're not in movies? What about Austin Powers Goldmember?
So you've heard of...
Okay.
You've heard of a lot of movies or all movies? Or
quiz me.
Okay. How many different Star Trek movies can you name?
There are two.
Okay, so you know Austin Powers Goldmember.
Yeah.
That's what you think is called Austin Powers Goldmember.
I think it is.
Okay. I think it also could be called that.
Mm-hmm. And I think it might be Austin Powers in Goldmember.
Yeah, I think that seems right.
But I don't know.
That was a mistake. It should have just been called Austin Powers Goldmember.
Probably. Although we with the Austin Powers franchise, yeah. You know, we discussed that. Certainly that was making the rounds on the text chain.
We go around and around. Yeah. It's okay. Like these huge boardrooms full of people who make these
decisions. So you help produce. You don't know what a movie is, but you help produce.
No, I didn't help produce. I was in Austin Powers in Goldmember. Oh, okay. It was Scott Aukerman in Austin Powers in Goldmember. But I consider myself to be part of the franchise.
Okay. So you know that there's people talk. Did you talk in it?
No.
So that's,
I got paid like I did, though.
So they told you that people don't talk in
movies. Nobody's talk. Don't feel weird about not talking.
People, it's a movie. People,
but now you guys are telling me that everyone talks in these movies?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Then what did I do? Because it was just the back of my head.
I'm curious as well. Yeah. It was just the back of your head?
So it's just cool up.
Cool up. Yeah.
Yeah. Hayes and Sean are here. Now, Hollywood Handbook, the 500th episode is coming out this week. What is Hollywood Handbook again? What exactly? It's you guys hosting and then you have guests on and you're talking about Hollywood.
We do a guest come on. Yeah. We've done episodes without guests too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But for the 500th episode, you guys do have a guest. Is that right?
We've got a guest.
We do have a guest.
I'm thinking about a guest
for you though.
Oh, okay. Who? I would love, because honestly, I don't have any guests booked after you guys.
So you interviewed.
That's how bad it is right now. You guys were like the bright spot. I was like, got these guys at least. I have no one. I looked at the calendar. Everything was leading up to this book release. I looked at the calendar of possible guests. Zero. You guys are it.
So you're always talking about, as we established, how you interviewed Obama that one time.
Mm-hmm. I did not, but yes.
Let's get RFK Jr. in here. Let's have him like really say his piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
It seems like the mainstream, or rather lamestream media, isn't allowing him to.
Do you own the Ferns? Are you if you brought the Ferns out and filmed that thing, would they get mad?
What's proprietary about the Ferns?
Right.
I mean, anything can have ferns in it.
It's just nature.
It's not like I go to movies, of which I know Austin Powers and Goldmember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe two of the Star Treks, and look for ferns. Although there were some ferns in Star Trek. Now that I'm thinking about it. Star Trek, the motion picture.
Am I correct? The two Star Treks you know are Star Trek 3 and Star Trek 4.
I know Star Trek, the motion picture, because I just mentioned it.
Star Trek.
And now you're telling me there's a 3 and a 4, so now I know 3 Star Trek movies.
He thinks it's called The Wrath of Condom.
The Unwrap of Condom.
Mm-hmm.
I do know Persis Kambada is in Star Trek, the motion picture. You know, she had a bald head.
Okay.
But no fern on that head. But I do think that on the Enterprise, the Starship Enterprise, the USS Enterprise. Mm-hmm. I believe there's a fern in the corner. Now that I think about
it. Imagine the story behind that fern.
Yeah.
Gathered it.
They had to go to Space Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up.
Space fern.
Space fern.
You know, I can't stop thinking about the opportunity we have at CBB World right now.
Yeah.
To really expand the content.
You guys could disrupt it too, maybe.
Well, this is what I'm wondering. Like, I got this idea for a show.
Okay.
Dax loves trucks.
Dax loves trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
My understanding, I have it on very good authority, that Dax
Shepard. Dax Shepard,
is crazy about trucks.
He loves trucks? What's he like about
them? Loves them.
He made that movie about motorcycles.
Okay.
Chips.
What a perfect fit.
Right?
Which, don't go to that movie hungry. I'll tell you that much. You're going to see a movie about motorcycles.
Yeah. Instead of seeing a movie where they feed you chips. So this is another movie discrepancy.
Instead, you see a movie where they feed you motorcycles.
Okay. I feel like maybe when you were on the set of Austin Powers Goldmember, maybe you got to eat chips.
Yeah.
So you assume
there was like a table full of them.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And yet I go to the movie chips and it's just a bunch of guys riding motorcycles, admittedly hilariously.
Don't go to that movie not hungry either.
Don't go. Yeah.
Exactly. Go to that movie somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between incredibly sated and starved. Somewhere just like where it's like maybe you just ate, and you're fine.
And at this point, there's almost no way to go to that movie. So definitely bring snacks for the process of trying to go.
Trying to find it.
Have something in the, have like a bag of jerky in the car or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So now Dax loves trucks.
This is my thing is like, from what I understand, I actually talked to somebody recently who worked on a show with him. Just a friend of mine worked on a show and
I guess a trusted source.
I trust him with my life.
Wow. Okay.
But not that crazy about my life.
Oh, okay.
So. So at any rate, my understanding is that if he was, you know, in a bad mood on set, they would send somebody down just to talk about trucks with him.
Huh.
And it would really lift his spirits. So if we just start talking about
this, a person he'd met before or just like a stranger would wander in.
I don't have all those details.
And say, just like mention a truck just nearby. Like,
man, when they're big and the wheels.
And then his ears would perk up.
The
and go,
horn's like,
you talk about trucks? And then he'd come over and, oh, wow.
What if his Dax loves trucks and Scott hasn't seen trucks?
Scott hasn't seen trucks. So he would be tempted.
I haven't seen every truck.
Because this guy's got a big podcast following.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
So then he comes rushing in to start explaining trucks to you. All of a sudden, you're talking about not having any guests lined up.
All these trucks? Is that what you're saying?
The trucks are the guests.
No. The trucks are the guests?
No, that's fine.
It could be the trucks could be the guest. I thought Dax would be the guest.
We did have Dax on once very early on in our run, in the first 50 episodes, I remember.
That's when I was listening.
Yeah. Oh, really? You jumped off after that.
I've been in and out, you know.
Mm, that's a lot like my favorite burger. Oh, Siri. Come on, Siri. He's not saying sex in and out. Oh, my God. So now tell me who is on the 500th episode.
No.
Come on. Spoil the details because you guys
have to tickle it out.
You guys got a pretty big guest, from what I understand.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. To us, he's a big guest. You probably don't give a shit. You're probably bored.
Give us some hints. Give me a little hint.
Well,
Scott. How about this? Let's do it this way. The person has been on your show.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You rank for us where this person stacks up in terms of the famousness of all of your guests.
Famousness of all of our guests, probably, I mean, up there.
Up there, right?
Definitely up there. Mm-hmm. I do know who it is.
Top five.
Even for your show.
For my show, I think one of
not Obama, but.
No. Obama never dropped by on this show. But
never shuts up about it.
One of the top five. Yeah. One of the most famous people to be the main guest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
Wow.
Can you name one
pretty good
one famouser guest?
One who's bigger.
Some might say Seth Rogen. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they're of that level.
If I'm looking at the box office numbers,
B.O.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
but then we do have to think about.
That's true.
The times.
We have to think about the times.
You have to think about the times, definitely. So we're talking a big A-level star.
Yeah.
Movie star, certainly.
Starred in movies.
Yeah. Starred in movies.
And will again.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask, was when you did the interview, was he fidgety or was he, did he remain pretty motionless?
Completely motionless.
So he's
so amazing that you would bring that up. Both hands flat on the table.
Mm-hmm. So more still than normal. Is that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't like to think about like what's normal.
I wouldn't say he's like the stillest.
Right. But pretty motionless.
More still than
a normal guest. Okay. Yeah, well, this sounds amazingly. So if you want to listen to a podcast where Hayes and Sean are the hosts and there's a guest who's not moving around a lot, the 500th episode of Hollywood Handbook is...
You're going to want to...
That's one of the top five for sure.
You're going to want to set an alarm for this tomorrow morning because it comes out tomorrow. Is that right?
It's going to be... Yeah. So when you're listening to this, if you listen to it right when it comes out, and I think you should, it's going to be one day away that you will hear a guest. We have big movie star, one of the top five guests on Comedy Bang Bang ever. Debatably bigger than Seth Rogen, you know, not my
in
place
there
to
though
say.
In there,
but and he's more still.
Wow, Incredible. Well, this is, before then, you can catch up with the first 499 episodes, which I think people have to do in order to get your whole sensibility.
We do some, you know, there is some explanation of kind of the history of the show on the...
On the 500th?
Yeah.
Do you do a, like a recap, like previously on Hollywood Handbook?
For him.
For him. Oh, you had to acclimate him. Because how did you get this guest? Because I heard the name and I was like, I don't know why this guy or any guy or a woman even would do this show necessarily. But he and it is a he. We can say that, right?
It's a guy. It's a dude.
It's a dude.
It's a little bit of a sausage fest in the 500th ep. I'll admit it. You know what I mean?
Wonderful. I don't know. So you guys are broing out in this 500th episode. Mm-hmm. Why does this guest do this show?
I think he wanted to be a part of something bigger than himself.
Wow. Amazing.
Even a career like that, I think you just, you know, you look back on your work at some point and you say like,
I haven't done this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there new frontiers? Are there new challenges to take on?
New frontiers, just like Star Trek.
Star Trek, the other movie, you know.
There's new ones and then a final. Oh, wait, I've heard of number five. Wow. Well, this is great. How do people access this show? There's some sort of secret code that they need, or what? Do you mind giving that out now? Or,
well, it wouldn't be a very good secret if we just gave it out. But
that makes me think another CB.
What's going on? Are you yawning, or is this indigestion?
It's both. It's both.
Wait a minute.
I got so much indigestion. I'm sleepy.
You ate something last night that didn't agree with you. It kept you up all night and you're yawning? Is that what's happening?
That's right. Sleepy, okay. Sleepy, and sick.
CBB World Podcast. Scott's Gate Code, the podcast.
Yeah.
Because you have to sub for it, right? You have to subscribe.
But then once you do, you get the gate code.
You get the gate code.
Drop by anytime.
You obviously change the gate code every day, so they have to like continue the subscription.
You have to hold up those like Google readers or whatever, and then, it constantly changes every 15 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah,
we got anything for CBB World? Can we do something with those pistol shrimps?
Yeah,
I feel like we haven't seen them for a bit.
The ones who actually played the basketball, or the ones who are capitalizing on it?
I don't know, but it felt like there was a real cottage industry around this.
Yeah,
and
a whole documentary about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, multiple pilots in development.
Yeah,
and then it's been quiet.
Competing pilots.
Might be time.
It's time to merge. It's time to merge with
here's,
the
here's an idea. The male pistol shrimps.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, Scott. This is why you're on the front of Mount Podmore.
A little more in the demo, you know, 25 to 45 males. They'll be a little more into this, I think, because they can imagine themselves as a pistol shrimp.
Put yourself in the basketball shoes of the male pistol shrimps.
You ever try on a pair of shoes that didn't belong to you?
Sure. Yeah.
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 Of course. How'd it go?
Oh, they didn't fit.
Hayes?
I mean, they're weird about it at the store where you're like...
Was this at a shoe store or this is...
Yeah, where you're like,
can
I try these on? And they're like, okay.
They're weird about it in a lot of stores.
Okay, those are mine.
Interesting.
You want to try them? Okay, those are my shoes.
If you went into...
They walk up, they go, see anything you like? And I go, I like what you got on.
Right downstairs.
Yeah.
My eyes are down there. If you went into a shoe store... You could probably, because everything has its price, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
You could probably charm the shoes off of one of the salespeople, right?
You got to imagine there's a way to walk out of there in that guy's shoes.
Now, this, I think, is a CBB World show.
Right?
Get the shoes.
Get the shoes off this lady.
Get the shoes. That, yeah.
Pardon the pun, legs. Because feet are attached to legs.
Yeah, sure.
And feet are the things you put shoes on.
Yeah.
You're pardoned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's actually really exciting to me.
Yeah.
The old Earwolf studio used to have
all those shoes on the wall. You remember that?
It did. Yeah.
Yeah. Because,
well, it was half a podcast studio, half a shoe store.
Imagine if you had that again. They're mounted like trophies.
Oh, man. What happened? Well, I love the guy who did those shoes. Where is he now?
Where's the Goose Man?
The Goose Man.
The Goose Man, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he made some shoes of you guys, right?
We got one shoe to share.
But that's fine with you, right? You only have one show and you share that?
We said we would be willing to share a Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And, sure.
So wait, now not Mount Podmore? You guys want to be on Rushmore?
Oh, you were saying Mount Podmore.
Mount Podmore for us?
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know that you guys make it on Rushmore, quite honestly. I mean, there's only so much time in the day. I don't know if you can put in the work at this point in order to get up there, but who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, I guess I believe in myself a little more than you do, but that's always been true.
Yeah, we have a big guest for our 500th episode.
Really big guest. And you think that'll get you on Rushmore?
You said you knew who it was. But.
I can understand that getting you on Podmore, because I do believe Hollywood Handbook episode 500 comes out tonight or tomorrow. And once that guest is revealed, I think you guys are on the fast track to Podmore. Now, okay. Mount Rushmore, I don't know if it gets you there.
I'll say this about our big guest. He wasn't in Rushmore.
He was not in Rushmore.
But he was in another movie.
He was in a different movie. Yes. That is true.
Yeah.
And a few, actually.
And another one as well. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe about probably 40 or so movies, wouldn't you think? It takes a long time to, you know, it only takes 2 hours to watch one of these things, but it takes like a good, I mean, sometimes it's a month, sometimes it's like a year to make one of
them. To make the movie?
Yeah.
That's what I've been told. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise was Austin Powers Gold Member the one that Tom Cruise was in?
He was. Yes. I shared the screen with Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Wow. Indeed. Yeah. A legend. Is Tom Cruise, I'm sorry, are you giving a hint to the listeners? Is Tom Cruise the guy? Is he jumping around on your couch?
It's not Tom. But he's been in a movie with Tom.
Really? Okay.
I'm not fibbing.
Oh, by the way, you guys never lie on your show. Is that right?
We're going to start soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In the 500?
That's been our policy, but we're running out of truths.
We're doing a big pivot, and we are going to start lying very soon.
Well, this is exciting. Hollywood Handbook, 500th episode, coming out this week, tomorrow, in fact. Huge, huge guest. They can't say who he is, but he's been in a movie, if not two.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And he's very motionless, and he is not in Rushmore. So if you're a big fan of the movie Rushmore,
but some people might think that he was in other movies.
You might take his head and go, was he in Rushmore?
Yeah.
He's not.
He was not.
But he's in.
Yeah.
So you will not want to tune in if you're a big fan of Rushmore, but everyone else.
Well, you could. You could still. You could, Scott. You could listen still.
Don't you think, though, you'd be listening and, you know, saying, like, is this as good as Rushmore?
If you like Rushmore, you'll love this guy because he's, you know, he's not done some other. Well, but still.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. But 500th episode comes out this week. We're going to have to take a break. But now, Hayes and Sean, can you stick around? Because we have some great guests.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to. Yeah. You've got great guests.
We have great guests.
Yeah.
We have
the guests are great.
A sober man and a nymph roast comic.
Oh, beautiful.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like great guests.
It's Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
Please listen.
Please listen to Hollywood Handbook. Ben Stiller's your guest.
It's Ben Stiller.
It's Ben Stiller. Yeah.
But we'll stick around. I got
okay, great. Yeah. All right. Let's take a break.
Tropic Thunder. And then I was thinking of Royal Tenenbaums.
He also did his big MTV Movie Awards segment.
Yeah. He did a Tom Cruise thing where he does the impression. And did like a Tom Cruise the musical thing on the Ben Stiller show. It was funny. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny stuff. All right. Well, Ben Stiller on Hollywood Handbook tomorrow, 500th episode. We're going to be right back with a sober man and a nymph roast comic. We'll be right back with more Hayes and Sean. Hollywood Handbook, more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month, why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to barkbox.com/bangbang. That's barkbox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at barkbox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, Hayes and Sean are here of Hollywood Handbook, 500th episode. Ben Stiller is the huge guest. Something About Mary. Did he still have the jizz in his hair from Something About Mary?
I didn't touch his.
Was that his hair or that was in someone else's hair?
I think it was hanging off of
his ear, right?
And then she puts it in her hair.
Because right. Adam Scott, who works on Severance with him, has been looking for that jizz.
Looking for that piece.
He's searching for Jizzerman.
Yeah. He hasn't seen it, but I was wondering if you guys were able to track it down. And it sounds like no.
No, I didn't even know it was on the loose.
I think he's used to that question. So as soon as he came up on the Zoom screen, he was like, so just to get out of the way, it fell off. The jizz fell off in my ear. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The jizz was in her hair. It wasn't in my hair.
Yeah.
Don't touch my hair. That's got to
be the number one question he gets asked about in interviews, right?
It was like,
is the jizz still on your ear?
Pissed off. It was like, I was going to ask for sure. Like,
yeah. No, I felt... it was creepy almost.
Yeah.
Then I was like, can he see my notes or something? Because I had this big notepad with like just a gang of questions about the jizz. Right. And I was
so
like,
that doesn't come up after he dissuades you immediately. Okay.
Yeah. No, we ended up not really talking about that much.
Okay. Well, the 500th episode out tomorrow. And congrats, guys, because it's quite an accomplishment. You think you'll do 500 more or we run it out of steam?
What I'll say is, I don't think it'll be up to me.
Oh, so this is more of a Hayes decision. Because you're on board for whatever.
I'm just there.
Right. But Hayes is the... You're the guy steering the ship. You're the captain.
Yeah.
Oh, my captain.
And I'm sort of crunching the numbers now, how many more we have. We've got them all planned.
What are these numbers? Because you got 501, 502, 503.
Yeah, sure.
504.
Yes,
506. Sure. Did I skip one? 505, 505, 506.
We'll do that, yeah.
Looking at it now, we're not going to do 508.
Oh, okay. But are you skipping to 509?
We are also not going to do 509.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're going to go straight to 540.
Oh, okay. So 508.
Another sort of like milestone. We're going to try and just do like round number episodes now.
So 540
is
a milestone.
This is like the only one we've ever gotten any attention for is 500. So now it's like the zero. Like,
now it's going to take so long to get to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
600 or 700, like these bigger numbers.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's just really tough.
So we are going to do do 1,000 in like July. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. Which we're really very excited about. And we're hoping that Ben will come back.
And then you can ask him about that jizziness here.
Well, then at that point, it'll be like, come on, man. We did one for you. Now you do one for us. Let's fucking talk about jizz, brother.
The entire ep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That'll be a great episode. Hollywood Handbook. 1,000 this July, but before that, yeah, 500 coming out this week. Let's get to our next guest. He's a sober man. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Kenny Kicks.
Oh, hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. This is Hayes. This is Sean.
Hi,
hey,
guys.
Kenny.
Big fan.
Hey,
big
Kenny.
Fan.
What's up?
Big fan of
Hollywood Handbook. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Shit.
Fan. Oh, really?
Thank you.
Fan. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not off-putting or anything?
It is, and I like it. I enjoy being alienated. I like feeling left out of references. I like looking up the stuff they refer to and figuring it out. It's fun. Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Yeah. It's like doing a crossword puzzle. If you don't know one of the answers, you like look it up and go,
yeah, you learn
like,
something. Wow, you learn something. Yeah, I didn't know that. It's like,
yeah, I don't know why this crossword puzzle doing it made me feel so bad, but.
But at the end, I learned something, and so it's worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
So, well, welcome to the show, Kenny Kicks. So you're a sober man.
A sober man. Does not by choice.
Oh.
Not by choice. I wish I was drunk right now.
Oh. Whose choice?
I don't want to grouse. Okay, I'm excited to be on this big show and it's fun, but I can't get a hold of my hooch. I can't get a hold of my sweet fire water.
Yeah, are you a formerly not sober man?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you, when you say you can't get a hold, you have a special supply.
Look, I'll just cut to the chase.
Please.
I am from.
This is the earliest that the chase has ever been cut to on this show.
Let's cut to the chase immediately. I know that you like to cut to the chase when?
I'm usually in the third segment. I like to, C block.
C block chase cutter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's cut to the chase right now. Okay?
In B block. This is unprecedented.
We'll see if it's a mistake. Certainly it's happened before. I live in Metropolis.
Okay.
Which is most famously the home of a certain superhero named Superman.
Right.
All right.
He got a big S on his chest.
Oh, yeah. You know, right?
I've heard. Yeah.
Trademark curl.
You know, we had Bizarro on the show a few months ago.
Him, I love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bizarro. Okay. Great. Don't say that to him.
To Superman?
To Bizarro, because that would make him very upset. Hate him.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Although, when he was on the show, I don't think he quite understood the opposite part of it. He only knew the me-am part of it.
Well, that's what I like about him. He doesn't get caught up in internal logic. You know what I mean? He doesn't worry about his own internal character continuity. He can hang out with Bizarro and not feel like an idiot.
Right.
Superman's... don't get me...
Look, so you live in Metropolis, which is out there on the... It's on the...
It's
like
the East
more
Coast.
East
Coast. East yeah. Coast place.
Okay.
It's not New York, but it's around.
Yeah.
And so there I am. I am what you would call a character of the streets, a man of the alleys.
I don't know what that means.
I live in the streets.
Oh, you're unhoused.
I'm unhoused. Okay. By choice.
By
quite
choice.
Happily.
So wait, you're unhoused by choice, but sober not by choice.
Not by choice.
Okay, interesting.
I prefer to spend my days imbibing the hooch, the firewater, okay? But what happens is...
alcohol, we should mention.
Sure. Alcohol, yeah.
Because
I'm an alcoholic.
Right.
Not
I don't know
as active as I wish I could be.
I don't know that we should be calling it fire water necessarily, which I believe is.
It's an offensive term.
I was uncomfortable with it.
Yeah. Okay. I thought once and I'll let it slide, twice as a spank.
You're like, this guy's going to keep saying it.
Let's put a pin in saying that word.
How about this?
That's the earliest of spanking I've about this show.
Yeah,
that's usually reserved for usually the third time.
Yeah. When do you usually issue your spankings?
Usually after plugs.
Morally. After plugs, you go around and just morally
spank every single guest. So it's coming for Hayes and Chalk. Mm-hmm.
Just like I love to learn from Hollywood Handbook, I'm happy to learn here too and be educated. That's good. How about, what do you think about bathtub gin?
Sure. Yeah, you can say
how about just gin?
Okay, sure.
Well, are you talking about gin?
Gin that specific? No.
Okay, what is your drink of choice?
Homemade alcohol. Homemade moonshine.
Of what type? Moonshine, just moonshine.
Yeah. Moonshine, okay. Yeah.
And that doesn't have a type like vodka or gin or whiskey or whatever. Or it's just like alcohol.
It's a gin or a vodka.
It is.
Yeah, that's right.
And yours is gin?
Mine's gin.
Okay, so it is gin.
So
it is
gin.
And do you have a bathtub?
Yep. I got a bathtub, yeah.
Where? Okay. Your own house.
In my alley. Claw feet. Somebody threw it out and I dragged it in. Clawfoot tub. A clawfoot tub, yeah.
Okay.
Looks great. Anyway.
Beautiful.
And there I am wanting to drink my hooch, okay?
How much could you sell this clawfoot tub for?
What's that?
How much could you sell? I mean, it sounds like an antique.
I never thought about it. I could probably get a pretty penny for that. Yeah,
get a down payment on a house.
Think I get a down payment on a house and sell a clawfoot tub?
An antique, yeah.
You think I could change my station in life from selling a clawfoot tub? What's sure. How much do you think I could get for I think maximum $1,000.
I don't know what the market is in Metropolis right now.
Yeah.
Pretty good. There's a lot of it's a very well art-directed city.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how much are down payments on houses these days?
$10, $15.
Oh, yeah.
Prices got frozen some time ago in my universe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I could get a down payment. I should do it. I'll look in.
Look, I'm not here to criticize you, or I'm just here to listen.
So you are here to spank me and morally chasten me when I...
Every guest gets a spanking, and that's been ever since episode 800. So
okay, but that's
if you guys will get there, Hayes and Sean, you can start spanking people on 801.
Okay. Here's what happens. I'm drinking my alcohol.
Sure.
Or I'm about to.
Your gin.
Yep. And I'm looking at who I think is a normal-looking fellow walking down the street.
Okay.
And then... He just takes off into the air.
Huh.
And I look at my bottle in amazement and I throw it away because I'm like, I've been having too much of this stuff.
Yeah.
And then before I know it, the bottle's gone and I'm not drunk. And it keeps happening
to you.
So against my wishes from witnessing the physical phenomenon of Superman, I cannot get drunk.
I see. So now you have a bottle, which I'm presuming has the letters X and X.
Oh, yeah, baby. Depending on how strong the alcohol is.
Sure. With a little cork in it sometimes.
A little cork sometimes.
You're in the alley. You see a normal looking gentleman walking.
I got a top hat on.
You have a top hat. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. And does he take off any clothes or?
Yes, sometimes he does. Sometimes I'm seeing what I think is a freak walk into a phone booth, starts taking off his clothes. I'm like, oh, boy.
Do you have a phone booth in this alley as well?
Oh, yeah. Got a phone booth right outside the alley. It's great.
A lot of stuff in one alley.
Yeah.
It's a great alley.
Sounds nice.
Oh, it's very nice.
It's starting to sound like a house.
Not a house. It's an alley.
Top hat got a patch.
You have a phone booth in your house?
The top of the top hat coming off.
Top of the hat kind of flops around. Like a soup can lid. Yeah, I'm a character.
Yeah. Well,
also, the phone booth's not in the alley. It's just outside the alley.
Oh,
you got one just outside your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great. No, I'm not in a house. I'm in an alley. I got a little clawfoot tub and a phone booth right out there. Anyway, this, who I think is a freak, goes into the phone booth, starts taking off his clothes. I'm like, looks like
it's freak time.
Looks like it's freak time. I'll be watching
this. It's all going down.
Oh, boy. And I'm shaking my head. And then he comes out in his red and blue pajamas, which I always forget is him. And then, whoop, up into the sky.
Right.
I looked out of my bottle. Ugh.
Is it a bird? No.
That's what I wonder.
What about a plane?
I go through this list.
Sure.
Is it a bird? Then I think plane. Then I'm like, oh, no, I remember. But by then, the bottle's gone and I'm sober.
This is bad.
I hate.
This is bad.
But wait. Okay. So, number one, you know about Superman.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
we're friends.
Seeing him.
You're friends? Wait.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten to know. I don't know where. He must be in my area. Because
Where's this alley?
It's in the Midtown Metropolis.
Right. Is it?
Right by the Daily Planet.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Nice.
Yeah. But seeing him in this context makes you think that it's the result of, and also, are you sober at this point? Like have you had any drinks from the bottle?
I've had a couple of drinks, okay, but I'm not fully toasty. I'm not fully tight.
Have you had drinks today, by the way?
Yes.
You're not sober.
Not 100% sober, but I'm not fully engaged.
If you're at least even 25% sober, I think that counts as sober.
That's what I think, too.
And also,
I'm at least 25%.
I'm no more than
75%.
Why wouldn't you look at the bottle then say, like, okay, great. Like, this stuff.
This got
like,
me. This worked.
Hey, yeah, finally, I'm seeing a flying guy.
You're, it makes sense. I should be happy. All I can tell you, have you ever seen a man fly?
No.
Okay, if you did, trust me, you would be agape.
Okay.
You would be shocked. It is just primally strange.
I mean, most people, I think to your point, Hayes, when you go on any kind of psychedelics, LSD, mushrooms. Sure.
Fingers crossed, a guy starts flying.
Yeah, yeah. At least, yeah. You know?
You don't maybe really expect that with an alcoholic.
I would think if a guy stepped out of a phone booth and was just like walking away, then I might look at this bottle and like throw it out.
It's not doing anything. Yeah.
I've had that happen, though. I'll be getting a bottle of my sweet, sweet triple X alcohol. Okay. I was thinking about it in my hands. And, you know, and I'm just like enjoying my day. And a guy will walk along who I think is normal. And then out of his eyeballs come two laser beams and melt something in his hand into like slag. Mm-hmm. And then he just like keeps walking. And I'm like, look down at the bottle, throw it aside. Huh. Too much of this. And then I've wasted another bottle.
The bottle. So you're making homemade.
In your bathtub.
Gin in the
where
bathtub.
You sit.
I sit in the bathtub. I also make gin.
Are you swimming in
vodka.
The gin?
Sometimes I'll swim in it.
I'd like to hear about the bottles.
Okay,
sure. Sounds like you're going through a lot of
them. Away
trust
so
me,
many.
That's another problem. I'm throwing bottles away left
and
right.
But what about like a flask, like a metal flask?
Oh, I've because got a flask. You're
not, because then you could throw it away and it would just kind of clank
I'm thinking
to the ground.
Yeah, it would clatter.
I got a flask. I've had flasks. I throw those away too. I'll just dip them out. I'll just like turn them upside down and empty them out right in front of me. Throw it over my shoulder.
Why throw it over your shoulder once you've emptied it out?
Yeah,
just to
empty.
Like, you know, put a little punctuation mark on it. Let them. I am telling God that I understand I've had too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
How interested are you right at this moment in this story? 1 to 10.
I'm at the 3 usually, okay. Which is good for this show.
I think that's
honestly because I got
no problems.
And these guys know they're at their 500th episode. After 25 or so, you kind of lose interest in whatever the guests are saying. So, you know, it's kind of like 3's not bad for me. I think you might have. Here's what I.
Yeah. Do you have any advice? I'd come on the show looking for.
That's
a
not what I was
going to
say, but I was going to give you my opinion.
Okay, I'll take it.
Because I don't like to give advice because, you know, who am I to tell you the way you should live?
You're an accomplished functioning adult.
But here's my opinion. I think all these different guys you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same guy.
I doubt it.
And it's in fact Superman.
Sometimes it is Superman. I know that. Sometimes when he comes out and he's in his red and blues pajamas, I'm like, okay, that's right. Superman.
No, but see, here's my opinion. I think Superman is not Superman 24 hours of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think Superman probably likes to dress up like a normal person, so he, you know.
Doesn't add up to me. Sometimes there are normal little freaky guys wearing their glasses and their suits, their little reporter's notebooks, they're walking with Lois Lane, and two little laser beams will come out of their eyes, and I'm like, another one. Right?
Yeah, DJ Khaled.
And it turns something into slag.
Tumbling into slag sometimes. Or I've had other times where, you know, one guy was walking along, right? And it just looks normal. Puts his hand up and a safe, which I had not noticed, falling through the air. He just catches it with one finger, gently puts it on the ground. Guy in a suit, mind you.
Is it the same as the slag guy?
Similar.
Glasses?
Similar. Similar ethnicity. Which is
white.
Okay, so you just look at it and you're just clocking the ethnicity and moving on.
Is that you see a skin color?
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, because like I don't know that I like having
we
guests
were in
like
the
this.
Process of trying to
I had a guest on about 3 weeks ago who was in blackface the entire time.
That guy sounds like a terrible person.
And I don't appreciate this, a man who only sees skin color.
Well, I reject that characterization. Of
first of all, uses the word firewater.
That was bad, but we've
and
moved
then
on,
only
right?
see skin color? I mean, come on.
Well, I don't think. In trying to identify if somebody is the same person, I think it's fair. One thing you might take into account is their ethnicity or their skin. One thing, sure.
One thing, but the only thing.
The main thing.
Like.
The main thing, and that's what I clocked.
Like, all you see is skin color and walking with Lois Lane? Because you're checking out babes, too?
I think the first thing I mentioned is that laser beams come out of his eyes. I don't know if the first thing I mentioned is his ethnicity, which is Caucasian.
What's your relationship with Lois Lane?
You know,
like,
you know Lois Lane
by name.
Lois Lane and I went to high school
sight?
Together.
Oh.
In Smallville.
I don't think she's from Smallville.
Who is?
Lana Lang.
That's who I went to high school with. All these L ladies, I get them mixed up. Yeah, Lois,
okay,
I don't know.
So you don't know who,
you
know
who
Lana
she is,
Lang.
But you know her by sight?
Lana Let me Lang. Think this through. I know Lana Lang, and through Lana, she's mentioned Lois because she's got
and you so you see a different woman, and you say, that's the woman I went to high school with.
Most women are the same to me, and I also look at men only by race.
Okay, I don't know.
No.
Look, Kenny Kicks.
What? I got a problem here. I want to be drunk.
I had you on.
party.
You are drunk. I had on what I thought was going to be a sober man. We were going to do a Dax Shepard style interview about being sober, and instead you're some drunk guy who's racist.
I wish I was racist.
And who thinks all women are alike.
I wish I was racist and sexist, because that would mean I was drunk if I was being reduced to a stupid... But unfortunately, I'm still mostly sober. I'm at least 25% sober.
I don't know, guys. Would you ever have someone like Kenny here on your show, Hollywood Handbook?
I was going to ask if he'd come on. Yeah,
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to come on.
Do you have any credits or...
Yeah, have you been in any movies?
Let me think. Yeah, I was in Die Hard 4.
Die Hard 4?
But I was in the DC Universe version of Die Hard 4. That's where Lex Luthor is John McClane.
Oh,
it wasn't very popular.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know what it was like here.
Well, look, Kenny, this is...
What? You wrapping up already?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, sorry, but B-Block is coming to an end, so get ready for that spanking.
Good thing we cut to the chase.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's your fault for cutting to the chase so early.
You're right, I take responsibility.
Quite honestly, because we could have talked about a million things before we got to your real thing, which is being racist and thinking all women are alike.
I don't think that's my real thing. My real thing is I'm a sober man.
No, you came on to talk about being a racist and a sexist.
Through the bottle.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Kenny Kicks, more Hayes and Sean of Hollywood Handbook. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Hayes and Sean of Hollywood Handbook. Hollywood Handbook, two H's, and then you have Hayes, another H, but then Sean.
It's kind of unwieldy.
And Sean... With no H in it.
No H, yeah. Exactly.
You could spell it with an H. Mm-hmm.
Why did you ever think about that? Like, hey, let's put an H in my name, but you know, just to really fit in with the theme.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah. Keeping you up at night.
Well,
along with the indigestion.
Yeah, between that, the sleepiness, being sick, and wondering if I should change the spelling of my name.
Yeah.
To better assimilate it to my own podcast.
Yeah, it's just been a rough couple of weeks.
I'm not doing great.
Yeah. Ben Stiller, of course, will be on the 500th episode. A wonderful get. We also have Kenny Kicks here, who is not sober.
Sober as a judge.
Who's been drinking a lot.
I've been drinking today, but still within the sobriety of a judge level.
Okay. Well, we need to get to our next guest.
Why? What do we need to? Who says?
Well, it's C-Block. And
You're that much a
slave to my own format?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, podcasting is all about format. And I think these guys know that.
So I noticed you're holding another bottle.
Yeah.
And the idea of having to move on to another guest in C Block
is kind of making you shake your
head. Yeah.
Don't throw your bottles here in my studio.
I'll never see that again.
I just think you just maybe have too quick a trigger on throwing bottles away.
I thought you described yourself as an alcoholic, but I think what you're really addicted to is throwing bottles.
I wish. My life would be great.
I don't like to give advice, but here's an idea at least. What if you... Anytime you poured yourself a new bottle, you then took some masking tape and just taped the bottle to your hand.
I'll try it right now. Glug, 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 glug.
So you drink it first.
I think that was
the sound of the bottle being filled.
I poured it from my jug of gin that I keep with me into my bottle.
Why not just drink from
the
jug?
Straight out of the jug.
It's so heavy.
It's hard to throw.
I look, it'll fit two fingers in the little handle. It's like, my wrists. All right. Well, I got a bottle taped to my hand. We'll see how it goes.
All right. We'll see how it goes. Let's get to our next guest. She's a Nymph Roast comic. Very exciting. We've never had one of those on the show before. Please welcome Fifanella.
Hey, Scott. It's Third Axel. I'll cut right to the chase. You look like a tuna can.
I look like a tuna can?
Yeah, your face looks sort of like a tuna can.
Okay. Thank you. Is that a Hayes and Sean? Is that a compliment, do you think?
The only thing I know about this character is that they are a roast comic of sorts.
Oh, a nymph roast comic.
Yeah, I'm a nymph. You can see how small I am.
Point that more at your mouth. Yeah,
I'm so small. I'm standing on top of the microphone. I'm so big. You can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, no, we definitely can hear you. Yeah, you are very tiny. I mean, for a human being.
I'm a nymph.
Yeah. Are you normal size for a nymph?
I'm normal size for a nymph, which is about the size of a human hand.
Right.
Oh boy.
He ran over to the wall and smashed his hand against the wall.
Oh my god. Oh my god. He's bleeding.
I'll never have that again.
Nymphs exist, and she is one. So
yeah, I live in a little village. I'm a water nymph. I live downstream from the LA River with all my buddies, and I'm a roast comic down there.
Oh, okay, that sounds great. So yeah. You live by the LA River, which is usually dry.
Which is mostly garbage of the LA residents. Yeah.
Right, but there's been so much rain that I believe it's just...
Yeah, a lot of stuff is washed down there.
I'm
yeah.
from Metropolis, so I'm not familiar with the LA River. Is that sort of a nymph-like, fantastical...
But you know
setting?
About New York?
Oh, yes. New York, I know about it. It's on the East Coast. I'm an East Coast guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Even, you know, Metropolis.
The LA River isn't necessarily one of the things everyone associates with LA. They think, what, the Hollywood sign, right?
Yeah. Hollywood sign, you picture right off mm-hmm. the
Walk of Beverly fame, Hills, yeah. mm-hmm. Rodeo mm-hmm. Drive.
Walk Fame the Stars, yeah, Rodeo Drive.
And then uh-huh. the LA River.
LA River next. And it is sort of a magical kind of fantasy place. Where it's very lush and there's all kinds of creatures living there.
And a lot of human garbage. Just tons of human garbage.
Tons of garbage. And you grew up there?
Yeah. We all live down there just, you know, in the garbage of all the LA residents. And, you know, like I said, I like to do comedy down there. And I go really blue really fast. And, so anyway, I just wanted to give you a little taste of what I do. It's sort of,
yeah, was the tuna can?
Yeah, you know, really. Well, yeah, I perform every other Wednesday at the Burlap Sack down in the Nymph Village, and I kind of go up last in the slot because, you know, like, my stuff is pretty intense, pretty harsh for people, you know. Like,
all right, well, let's get an example here.
I'll do it for Kenny.
You can go after Kenny. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it all.
Hey, Kenny. By the way,
he's poured another bottle.
Look.
Hey, you guys, look at this guy. Look at this guy over here. Look at his face. Look at the shape of his. It looks sort of like a. Tuna can.
Another tuna can.
Similar to that. And feels similar to the...
Feels like it's working the same side of the street.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for your feelings. I hurt your feelings. I really didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
You really think my face looks like a tuna can?
No, it's just a joke. Just the kind of joke.
Hey, put the bottle. Don't throw that bottle.
Can't believe it. What?
Yeah, see, most of my humor just deals with the stuff that I see around my village. See, we actually have a really high standard of living down there. It's actually pretty nice, you know, like, we've got a really booming economy and universal health care for everyone. Childcare is taken care of up through kindergarten, so we really don't have anything to complain about.
What are your imports and exports?
Oh, boy, lots of...
When you say booming economy, what booming is it based economy, on?
Mostly cottage cheese containers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking about it. That was pretty funny.
He's poured another bottle.
Do me again.
All right.
Kenny, glutton for punishment.
Do me again.
Well, how about this?
I'll give you some material. I'm a sober guy.
We don't need to go through your entire
bath
bio again.
Aficionado.
Aficionado? I thought you had one.
Had one that fell into my lap, and it happens to be great, which I take full credit
for. Your mouth, when you talk, it sort of looks like the flap of an orange peel.
It does. It does.
Sorry, did I finish?
You're shaking right now.
He liked that.
Yeah, but I also can't believe it. Oh,
yeah.
Man, my floor is covered in glass right now. I really have to ask you not to throw these bottles.
Like that movie I was in a sequel of.
Glass?
Die Hard? You guys would keep a track of that, right?
Okay, I kind of remember. He taped up his feet so he could... Yeah, okay, I remember. Yeah, they shot out the windows.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie, Fifanella?
No, what's a movie? We don't watch movies. We just hang out.
This could be good for
episode two.
Legs. Yes.
Yeah,
no
what's a movie?
What a movie is.
Yeah, not totally sure. What.
Well, I mean, Sean, you could probably explain it better than I can.
You know, I gave it a crack earlier. It didn't feel super rewarding, but it's a bunch of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
They move.
Yeah.
And there's people pretending to be other people.
Oh, like a film.
Okay, so you know about film.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know
you
about
called
films.
Them film.
Yeah, okay. I'm a cinephile.
Oh, you're okay. Oh, wow. What's your favorite film?
Yeah, what's your favorite film?
The piano teacher.
Wow.
Piano teacher with Adrian Brody? Sophisticated.
No, that's the pianist.
That's
a Michael Haneke film.
Yeah.
Wait, wow. with Holly Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. Like my comedy.
No, that's piano. The piano with Harvey Keitel.
Piano.
Mark Rylance, maybe? Or is this like with the woman from Shallow Grave? I'm thinking about My Universe. Maybe I have this wrong.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know.
Anyway, I really came on here to talk about my comedy club and my comedy chops, and I thought, you know, I could promote some of the stuff that I'm working on.
Oh, yeah, well, teacher's like a psychosexual
piano teacher, psychosexual?
I believe
what does
so.
That mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like a when you say like he goes psycho about having sex?
Well, like, yeah,
when he does. When he's having sex, he goes psycho. Yeah.
So why do you like this film? I will get to your comedy career.
It's a deep... It connects deep to my my soul.
Have you ever had sex? So nymphs can have sex. They procreate.
Oh, yeah,
do you have children?
Yeah, I've got a lot of children. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm just trying to mouse to feed down there.
Oh, how many children do you have?
30.
30 children? Oh, wow. That's
any of them want to be a nymph roast comic?
No. They look at me and they think I'm just a fucking failure.
They think you're
roast
a loser.
Comedy.
It's the first time you've gone blue.
Down there also.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I hurt your feelings. So I
didn't hurt my yourself. Feelings because you're talking about yourself.
No, I'm so sorry.
Failure. But.
I do all kinds of comedy. Yeah, I do lots of fun stuff.
You do all kinds of comedy?
Yeah. Hey, you want to try being a heckler in my show? I'll show you how you do with hecklers.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
That stuff is big now for like the algorithm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a heckler.
Nymph roast comic just destroys heckler.
Yeah that's okay. Cool. That's
so good. Maybe we should film this.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get it.
And put it on YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
you got to say something really mean to me. Mean. Yeah. So go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not interrupting you?
Oh, no.
Do you start your shows with first hearing from the hecklers?
No, I've got all this on film.
Just stand there and wait. I just stand there and wait for a heckler to jump in.
Just stand there and wait. Okay.
Yeah,
hey, why don't you start talking? We're paying to see you. Oh my God. She's crying. I didn't mean I didn't mean to destroy her. I thought it was gonna be she destroys me.
You look destroyed.
I'm destroyed emotionally by hurting her feelings so bad. Look, Fifanella, I'm sorry. I meant by it is just that you should start talking and we paid to see you.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I asked for it. I definitely asked for it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen everything. Ooh, a heckler getting destroyed emotionally. Oof.
By the way, Kenny, when she said, I asked for it, you nodded your head so hard.
Yeah.
That women ask for it, apparently.
I don't think that's true. Kenny. I was encouraging the comment.
Kenny, Kicks.
Come on, Kenny.
I don't. I am
look,
sober
Fifanella.
Man is my main prominent trait.
Fifanella, I'm sorry. I hopefully this hasn't.
That's okay. I'm healing. I'm healing as we speak.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow. Do I guess nymphs have healing factors?
Yeah, totally. We get it from all the trash that we see around the LA River. You know, and just feed off all that stuff.
You beat off what?
You
feed off all the stuff. Great.
Yeah, feed off.
Well, can you give us another example of your comedy?
Sure.
I'd love to. I think you're really good. So
sure.
I would love to hear some.
Stand up, Scott.
Sure, stand up. Yeah, you said you.
No, you stand up.
You want? Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, you stand up so I can look at your body.
Okay. All right. Well, my eyes are up here.
Like, guys, everyone, look at that guy. You guys, look at that guy. Look at that guy. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He looks like a sick milk carton.
I mean,
but closer, yeah.
Closer
does.
Than a tuna can. I mean, my head sort of
he does.
Looks like a tuna can. It's round.
Yeah, that's what you said at first. Yeah.
Yeah, words on your shirt, just like milk cartons got words.
Most of the time,
on,
I just reference things that I see in the river, you know, like anything that washes up.
Yeah. Oh, I get your thing.
Yeah, like seatbelts, you know.
Orange peel.
Yeah. Plastic packaging, cordless phones.
Can I cut away from the chase just for a moment?
Mm.
You're a nymph.
Yeah.
Do nymphs have like magical powers?
Nope.
Like sort of like nature, sort of, you know, connected to nature?
I've heard they do. We don't. None of them.
You don't
do.
Just little.
No.
Some
just
of them
small,
might.
We're just humanoid.
We're just
a harmful stereotype.
Tiny. We look just like humans, except we have wings and we have no special
can
powers.
Can you use
of course,
the wings to fly around?
Kicks would,
try
ask
to
about
figure out her characteristics.
Well, I don't think that's reducing anybody to something.
How should I think about your race?
Yeah,
that's not
any
what I said.
Broad brush I could paint you
I
with.
I asked if she had any magical powers after she said she was a nymph and had wings.
What makes you different from us?
Yeah, it's kind of intrusive, Kenny.
Oh no. Kenny, you ever get approached to join that Nixium cult when you were in Smallville?
What are you talking about? Why do you think I would be approached?
Because what's her name? Chloe. She headed it up.
It felt like a Smallville.
Yeah, Smallville thing.
Smallville, very well represented.
Smallville. I don't think I had anything to do with a sex cult.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, a group of people who got together and helped encourage each other to find the best versions of themselves. Yes. With branding and sex. Yes.
And volleyball.
And volleyball.
But people don't talk about that enough. You know, it's like the other stuff was bad, but they played volleyball.
Jesus Christ.
They stayed in shape. Yeah.
Fucking kill to be in that game.
Oh, my God. Be a corner?
Honestly, would play in that game.
Honestly. So, Fifinella, do you want to do another type of stand-up act? Or
I'm pretty much exhausted. Most of my jokes are.
I got a question.
Yeah. Oh, really?
What are the other comics done like at the burlap sack? Are we have other nymphs going? Are there
burlap
other...
sack is a actual burlap sack, or is it what
it's
you call
it? It's the name of the place, and it's based
the
on
lowercase
this, on
and
what it
uppercase.
Is.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Burlap sack, yeah. And it's just mostly, it's all nymphs, and most of them do a lot of like really...
It's like sort of open mic circuit.
It's mostly open mic.
You ever have any humans perform there? Because like Hayes and Sean, they're both really excellent comedians.
Ben Stiller came down there last week.
Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah.
So he is kind of doing a little tour.
Wow, so you got Ben Stiller last week
doing the rounds. Yeah, he just kind of popped in and he asked
he
if
went
he
to
could...
the burlap sack.
Sloppy
did he have material or was he just off the dome?
Yeah, off the dome. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, he did it.
And did he crush?
Oh, he crushed.
He'd talk about the jizz.
He crushed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Or nymphs.
He's not a tall man.
Yeah.
Comparatively, but compared to a
nymph. He's huge.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's the good thing about being a comic and a nymph because you're always punching up, you know?
So is there a pathway? Like, have you seen other nymph comics get to like the world famous comedy store?
Any of them have an hour?
Or the Laugh Factory?
Netflix special?
The burlap sack is really the pinnacle for nymphs.
Do you have a roast comic hero? Like, have you modeled some of your nymph comedy after like Lisa Minnelli?
The Roastmaster General?
Jeff Ross? Yeah.
Yeah, I really like... I really like, I suppose it's from some film that I've seen, some roast comic.
A roast comic who was in
a film.
All right, so that narrows it down a lot.
Yeah,
are you thinking of a roast that's been in a film?
Yes.
Because did you see Babette's Feast?
Yeah, I'm thinking of a roast.
Okay.
Oh, that's very good. Thinking about the roast from Babette's Feast.
Oh, I know of Babette's Feast as well.
Man, did that look tasty.
4 Star Trek movies and counting.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not 2.
How about Ratatouille? Do you like Ratatouille?
No.
Okay.
Do you consider animation to be film? Because I think animation's not film.
Yeah, that's just coloring.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how many bottles you must have thrown out when you saw the movie Ratatouille.
Oh, man. I was like, what? The rat is steering the guy?
By the way, Kenny, when she just said, that's just coloring, your eyes lit up.
I was like, I've never thought about that.
Weirdly, when I said the Laugh Factory, his eyes really lit up. I
is
guess
that
from
what it
the
is?
Factory
from,
part?
From something, maybe like a certain
factory
like,
of laughs?
Like stand-up performance that he saw there that he really liked?
This bottle off my taped hand.
I don't know.
Have you ever tried comedy, Kenny? Maybe
no, it's not for me. I'm more of an interior decorator.
It sounds like you're more of an exterior decorator. Because
exterior,
you're
that's
outside
true,
in
yes.
the alley.
An exterior decorator and just a character of the streets, just dispensing folksy wisdom.
You have not said anything interesting or funny,
having on
or wise wisdom. This entire time that you've been on the show.
That's because I'm so stunned and I don't have my hooch. If I get like properly sauced, trust me.
Why don't you just get properly sauced right now? Just drink out of your flask you have and do it.
By the way, you've been drinking out of all of these bottles.
Yeah, you take a couple swigs every time. Little sips. I'm not getting all the way there. You know what I mean? It's going to take me a week at this rate to get all the way there.
Do you know a song called How Dry I Am? I think
love
a
it.
Lot. Of, okay, so you are in that song.
Yeah, I love that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's your favorite song.
I really, that one and Sweet Adeline. Those are my two favorite songs.
Try some wisdom here because,
You want me just to dispense some folksy wisdom just unprompted?
As folksy as you can do it.
Dump in.
That's not very folksy.
Something I'll do like, you know, I'll see a couple coming down the street. They'll be in a fight. I'll just go, dump him, lady. You deserve better.
And let me guess, even if they're not in a fight, you do that as well.
Yeah. If I just see a couple walking down the street, I size them up and I'm like, you could do better, sweetheart.
and that gets a little, whatever's going on with them, I feel like.
And then you comment on her body shape.
Necessarily? Mm-hmm. Not, like necessarily. If it's not relevant. But
how, if it's relevant.
What percentage of the time?
40%?
Has there been an example of seeing a couple and thinking that he could do better?
Nope. Are you married, by the way? You have 30 children.
No, no one gets married in Nymphtown.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. So kind of open.
We're like totally open. Yeah, we're very sex positive. And
wow. How many partners have you had?
I couldn't possibly count them. Why would you ask me that?
I was kind of living vicariously through. I've been married for 20 years, so I just has been 20 years.
I
think it's in the teens. Yeah. But it feels like 20. Look, I think that we can help you here because Hayes and Sean, Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They have launched a few careers.
Yeah,
we've had some people on who
name them
went on to be very famous.
Who?
Yeah, no.
Did you ever have Donald Glover on? Childish Gambino himself.
Yeah, that was episode three.
Episode three. And look what happened to him.
Has he been back a lot? Or?
He's, you know what? Got it right the first time. one of those instances where when we've discussed him returning, we just go like, let's not
poison the well.
Yeah, sully the memory of the one great episode we did.
So look, you could be another huge entertainer. If maybe these guys could give you some tips.
Yeah, go ahead, shoot them at me.
I guess I would say you need to leave the river.
No,
you're in LA. Which is
I was afraid.
Okay.
Yeah, I was afraid that.
You want me to leave my family?
Yeah.
Well, you're not married, right? It seems that's like what a community that all do there when you
out
go
of
back.
Wedlock?
Huh?
You can't love out of wedlock?
I mean, I never thought about it. What would a slut say?
Okay, look. Sorry, Kenny Gates. You're one of the worst guests we've had.
I don't think that's can't be true.
You've had a guy in blackface
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, look. Yes, you're in LA, which is a start, but you're in a pocket of LA. It's almost like, when you go, hey, move to LA, and then people move to like West Covina or something like that.
Yeah, or Altadena.
It's like, did you say West Covina?
I said Altadena.
Oh, Altadena. Yeah, exactly. So you got to get out there. You got to start hitting the real clubs, you know?
Yeah, I'm not from LA. I'm from Metropolis, but we hear about shows in Metropolis at Dynasty Typewriter that sound maybe like a good level up from the burlap sack.
Yeah, you think my material is good enough for them?
I do. Yeah. I think the
structure is perfect. Spot like on. The looks like look area like, is pretty unexplored.
So I just need more different things to
I think it's that what you're seeing that people can look like is so limited by your location.
There's a lot of stuff down there. You wouldn't even believe it.
It sounds like there's a tuna can and
straw holes, zippers, Ziploc, zip ties, door buzzers.
Yeah.
Door buzzers?
Fold open milk cartons?
Door buzzers.
Strike anywhere matches?
Door buzzers.
Tweezers, tent poles?
Door buzzers?
Yeah.
Strike anywhere matches. Just thrown away.
Floss containers. A lot of variations.
Those are dangerous to have around, by the way.
Yeah.
Those are the most flammable things in existence.
Really?
Because you can strike them anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids strike those matches a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like where are you from, crowd work
where
style stuff? Because
honestly,
you only
have 2 minutes of material. That's another problem. Which, when you're so tiny, maybe that seems like a long time.
Oh, yeah. It sure does. But let me try. Uh-oh. Let's try.
Is that how it works when you're tinier? Like, you experience time?
Why do you think Jimmy Pardo has written more than an hour of material in his life?
That's not nice.
Oh. Hey, Siri, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, where
am I from? I'm from LA. Not
look at tuna can.
Okay.
I got you, Hayes.
Well, Keith likes it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kenny.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't remember this guy's name.
Kenny Kicks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it was something with a K.
Well, you said, hey, Kenny. And then you said, I can't remember.
I'm a friendly guy. I don't expect you to know my name. We just met. That's all right.
It's weird that his name is Kenny Kicks when that's the one thing that he doesn't want to do.
I don't
want
to kick it.
Shouldn't it be Kenny Throws?
Hey, we don't like pick our names.
Or Timmy Throws. Or
do we all pick our names at some age once we realize our identity?
Is that something you do?
You don't think that people should be able to change anything about their identity?
That's not what I'm saying.
Wow, Kenny.
I am saying that as a matter of course.
Oh, my God. So you don't.
We don't.
Okay.
You don't think people should change their pronouns?
That's not what I said. I'm saying that it's...
This is bad, Ken.
We usually get the names we're given.
Really, really not a great look.
I'm trying to be on your side, Kenny.
We all are. We love you.
We love you so much. Ooh, we know what the struggle is of trying to suck down hooch when there's a man flying around.
Turning things into
Everyone's been through
not
that.
Not just flying around. At any moment, what looks like a normal, if he was already flying when I first saw him, maybe. But a guy.
I mean, that's a note for this guy, probably.
Yeah. Walking along.
Fly first, walk second.
Well, what do you think of me? I'm flying right in front of your face right now.
Huh?
What do you think of me? I'm flying right in front of your face.
Cash register drawer, steam bottle.
Why did you say those things?
You know what?
Did you get horny?
I know.
Because you said cash register door.
My mouth
steam.
Opened up like a cash register door.
No, it didn't. You just said those things, but you got a huge boner.
And you were horny for her flying around. She was talking about having like multiple sexual partners earlier. It made no impact at all. And then when she's like, look at me, I'm flying around. So now I'm wondering if this whole thing with this guy
is
like
a
fetish.
This is a flask I got.
Do you throw away your bottle because you have such a large erection that you need to tend to?
Why would
that
make sense? Why would that make sense? Walk me through how that would happen.
Flasked.
Flasked?
I'm not flasked.
Are you trying to think of a flaccid with a flask pun?
Yes.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah, that was pretty good. You could probably use that in a stand-up joke.
I mean, I've never tried it, but I wouldn't mind getting a couple minutes up at the burlap sack.
Anytime. We'd be happy to have you for sure. Yeah.
It is astounding to me when you fly around in front of me. That is a phenomenal act akin to Superman flying around the sky.
Did you say Superman?
Superman, yes.
That's the only word that you say with an accent.
That's how you say his name, Superman. Superman. That's how we say it in Metropolis. I don't know how you do it here and wherever I am. I think it's interesting. Anyway, in a non-sexual way, I was fascinated by you flying around. Okay, that was not an arousing thing.
Hmm? You like my wings?
I think they're
you want to touch them?
No, well, maybe a little. This bottle.
Okay, you've thrown away your bottle, and now you're just stroking your erection. Please.
I'm just looking for another flask.
You don't need
for another flask.
Another in your pocket?
Like, that was a dangling around for it.
In my pockets. In my pockets, I'm looking for a flask. You're reading into it.
Oh, are those bottles in your pockets?
Yes, I have flasks and bottles.
Okay.
Aplenty.
Well, look, Fifanella, I don't know that I have any advice for you, but if I were you, I would appear on Hollywood Handbook episode 501.
I'd love to.
We're gonna need a lot more guests.
We've used a lot of our booking.
It seems like all the podcasters here are just desperate for guests.
Yeah,
I mean it's been a dry period, quite honestly. I mean everyone's on strike, nothing's coming out. Yeah. What am I gonna go down to the picket lines and interview these people?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, no, thank you.
Chanting and shit, horns honking in the background. That's not good.
No, that's not good for podcast. That sounds like the backyard era.
Or am I going to invite them in, you know, from the picket lines?
They're outside people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they're not used to being inside.
That's the way I like to roll.
And you're an outdoor nymph.
I am, yeah.
And, you know, I wish you luck in your career.
Thank you so much. I wish you luck in your career.
It doesn't need to be even that way, but...
it is.
But it is. Yeah, yeah, great. So if one of us is... truly lucky, I think the other person will also be as equally as lucky.
Absolutely. We're tied together now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a nymph pact.
Yes.
Is that something that exists?
Yeah. Shake my wing.
Oh, I don't want to get
that.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Was that was very similar to what Kenny did?
Well, how do you mean? I don't sign off on this.
Okay. Well, look, guys, we're running out of time. Does that surprise anyone?
Because it's flown by.
It really has. We only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Plug. 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 Plug.
Plug. All right. That was Goddamn Plug by Plug Westerberg.
Thank you so much to Plug Westerberg. If you have a Plugs theme, go head on over to cbbworld.com/plugs. And guys, what are we plugging? Obviously, Hayes and Sean, we have the 500th episode.
We have a show, yeah. Hollywood Handbook. Yeah. It was originally on a network called Earwolf. It was originally a different show. Then we quit that show.
Yeah.
To do
seemed
that
very
show.
Narrow, just talking about reality TV.
Yes, wasn't mm-hmm. working.
Yeah. Not something that became popular after yes. us yeah. in any way.
Right. And then we were on that network for a while, then we quit that network, yeah. and then we quit the network's parent company.
Yeah, and then you were solo, but then now you're on a different
place? We were
solo for
a second, then we were sort of at another place that we can't talk
about that yet.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the show's doing well, so please do listen.
Yeah.
And we got a Patreon.
There's a Patreon.
The yeah, talk about it because it's called The Flagrant Ones.
It's called
right?
The Flagrant Ones, which is the name of the basketball podcast we host where we talk mostly about the NBA. And then,
so your interests are reality TV and the NBA.
Yeah.
How do you find the time?
Well, NBA is like a reality show. No,
you got that right.
It's crazy. Drama.
Yeah. A lot of great shows over there. Carl Tart has a show.
I would say a lot. We're not doing tons of volume. But sure. Yeah, Carl is playing video games over there.
With his nephew or something, or his uncle, or what is it?
Carl was calling his cousin at one point.
Oh, right.
He's no longer calling
his
cousin.
Oh, really?
But he is Twitch streaming. Well, maybe they talk face to face. I'm not getting in the middle of it. But he's Twitch streaming some video games. He's playing baseball video games. You can come and hang out with him.
Wow.
And of course, we do Hollywood Handbook, the pro version over there,
that's
which
right.
is us without a guest.
And do you guys ever drop the act or?
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay, great. Kenny Kicks, what do you want to plug
Let's
here?
Let's see. I would like to plug. You ever plug the Comedy Bang Bang book on this show?
I have. Yeah, actually, I have been beating that particular drum.
Okay, quite frequently. I'm a fan of that product.
Yeah. I hear there's a typo in
the Dream Lord section.
Yeah, in the Dream Lord section.
I bet it was deliberate. I bet you it was a real,
no.
real subtle puzzle.
I think that's one of the three typos that we're trying to fix.
What are the three?
There's a typo in my opening thing, which is like a dagger through my heart.
Oh, ouch.
There's a typo in the Harris section. There's a typo in the Dream Lord section. Those are the only three that we're
the
trying
three
to fix.
The three funniest people involved with the book.
I wouldn't say that, but trying to fix them for the third edition.
Anyway, so I'd promote that. And then how about a little podcast I listened to called Screw It. We're just going to talk about comics. It's tearing up the comic book commentary world by two real electric personalities, Will and Kevin Hines.
Yeah.
Two brothers who are pretty similar and they sound alike and they really tear it up with their moderate and conventional takes on comic books.
Where they're not experts.
They're not experts. And also.
And they're not really digging into
or
the themes.
Controversial. But if you want to have your opinions confirmed by people who have read those books, check out that podcast.
So you listen to a podcast about comic books and
yeah.
still seeing. Superman fly. Okay.
Now, Fifanella, what do you want to plug? Obviously, you have some shows at the Burlap Sack.
Yeah, every third Wednesday, I'm down at the Burlap Sack.
That's not a lot.
Latest slot, 3:30 p.m. And you can catch me next Tuesday. I'm going to be the special guest on the 501st episode of Hollywood Handbook.
That's right. Okay. We did book that, didn't we? Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to plug, we mentioned it, the Comedy Bang Bang book is out there, of course, that people can still get. Did you guys write something for that, by the way?
Yeah.
If you're going back
you're fixing
into,
the typos,
if you're going back in to fix the typos,
there could be room. Actually,
yes. You want to add a few? Need to add 16 pages because in a book, the way they fold the pages, it needs to be in multiples of 16. So you guys ready to
eight a piece? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sure.
That's okay. Nothing.
All right. Let's see what we can do. We also I want to plug CBB World. I have something very similar to the Flagrant Ones out there. And if you liked hearing Hayes and Sean talk about whatever they were talking about on this, then you can hear them talk about the movie Space Jam 2 on Scott Hasn't Seen. You were our first guests on our second episode. And
the show's still going.
And you perfected it, so why have you back? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's other shows.
I have
shows.
Another pitch for a CBB World show. Cry Freedom.
Hmm. So it's us telling sad stories?
Well, it's based on the movie Cry Freedom,
right.
About Steve Biko or Steve CB Biko.
This is not bad. Okay. Yeah, you. I know you're angling for a development position here at CBB World, and I think you've got it.
Cool.
All right. Head over there to CBB World. We have CBB Presents and ad-free episodes of this show, as well as the archives of all the shows, plus live episodes. So much stuff over there. All right, let us close up the old plug bag.
Open. Doors are made for closing. Open. So we take them up and shut them tight. Doors are made for locking. Open. So we take a key and make it right. We turn it to the right. Oh, no, that unlocked it.
Oh, okay. That was closing up the plugs. Bag remix with exclamation point by Bond Twabond, I believe is how you pronounce that. Thank you so much to Bond Twabond. And guys, I want to thank you so much. Hayes and Sean, continued success to you. I mean, 500 episodes. It is an achievement to do something that long with little to no reward is just an incredible thing to do.
For the love of the game.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Wonderful Kevin Costner film. That is one of the films I know about.
Yes. Sam Raimi.
Did he do any other movies before or after that?
That's the main one.
Yeah.
That's the big Sam Raimi movie.
The gold
movie.
Standard. Yeah.
And then I think he probably, you know, messed around with some buddies.
Right.
Some other stuff. But that's what I think of.
Okay. Wonderful. And then Fifanella, always, you know, great to meet a fellow comic. And
great to be here.
I hope we have equal success. Well, that is, of course, the Nymph Pact. Mm-hmm. And Kenny Kicks.
Hey.
I'm sorry I had you on.
All right. Well, I'd be love to be back.
Whole energy has changed.
I'd love to be back.
He's drunk.
Here's to you. Here's to you.
You
everybody.
Are finally drunk.
He's my
drunk
friend.
And he's actually a
I think
really
we're maybe
pleasant.
The best friends that I've ever been, now that I think about it.
I like him so much better.
Now that your inhibitions have been lowered, what are your real thoughts on the races?
Yeah, there are. They tell a lot. Sweet Adeline.
Okay. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye!